Aviram Thakur, we need a massive round of applause from you. Let me welcome all of you affectionately, Hare Krishna. I think you have heard, my name is Satchinandan Swami, and I will be giving you two workshops today, one which has just now started, and tomorrow we will meet again. When, Ram Govinda, do we meet again?
Tomorrow at
12 p.m. Tomorrow, 1 hour earlier at 12 o'clock. I was very delighted when I heard that we would be meeting again with your program, the youth, what is it? Youth Sangha Initiative, yes. An initiative which brings all the young people together in order to perhaps stabilize their spiritual life. Oops, so last year I was quite provocantly discussing the question how we can find our authentic path. I based my lecture on something I heard from Keshava Maharaj. You were born an original, why die as a copy? No? And so we were looking on how we can find our authentic path. And today, I will start my workshop with a presentation called Welcoming Change. We will just sing a little bit as if we have not done so the whole day, but let us just see. Please join me in saying Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pasvatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gopata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time, all of us, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And one last time for us.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Naya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
So once again, I welcome all of you affectionately for this first of two sessions during the Sadhu Sangha program. Something about me. When I came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, there were two questions in my mind, and I wanted to make my future life dependent on how he would answer these questions. So I did what is done in traditional times. I tested my spiritual master. What I wanted to know is if Krishna is there, if God is there, and if he is there, does he care? Does he care for the people who are in distress? Does he care for those children who die of bone cancer when they are only 2 years old? Does he care for the Hare Krishnas? Does he care for the victims of war? Is he there? But more concretely, is he there for me? Prabhupada gave a brilliant answer, and I decided to give my life to me. He said, he cares if you care. Now, a few years into the movement, I think perhaps 25 years into the movement, I had gone to Vrindavan with high expectations that Krishna would welcome me in the sacred land as a pilgrim. But instead, I contracted a terrible typhoid fever. Has any one of you laid down with typhoid? May I know? A few older ones. It's a fever which seems to burn you alive like a forest fire in the body. You cannot sleep after some time. You hallucinate. You somehow, at least in my case, I couldn't really eat. I became thin like a line on the paper. And I again had this question, is Krishna there and does Krishna care for me? I was a little bit disturbed that after 25 years, I still had the same question, and I felt the question was not answered, at least not now, where I was feeling I would die in Vrindavan, although I had a total, you know, I wanted a blissful experience and not meet my death. So I remembered very clearly, I said, the moment I'm a little better, I will make the God experiment to see if he is there and if he cares. Somehow I, maybe it was Krishna who wanted to interact with me, I became better, and when this was so, I was ready for my experiment. I took my red bicycle. I stayed at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram at that time, and I went to a lonely spot at Giriraj Govardhan. It's a little bit behind the town of Jatipur, Yes, and on the way to Govardhan, where we have now on the heights where we have now our Govardhan retreat center. I went into the forest and I took my Bibek and I said, "My dear Lord, I won't move from here unless you give me a sign that you are there and that you care." My God, experiment. Yes, we come from Germany. We are a little tough by nature. I can warn you already. But not with devotees, you know, don't worry. So I sat there. And because I had, my body was very emaciated and thin, when noon came, I was very tired, hungry, and very sweaty and moody. I tried to chant my japa, but I fell asleep. And all of a sudden, I just had not expected it. There was a very loud shrieking sound. Yeah, really loud, really loud. And I came up from my sleep, you know, I was slumping over and looked. What was this squeaking? It was, I can't even make the sound. It was really loud and shrill, as if your stepmother is chastising you. It was really very difficult to put the sound to any source, you know, who was making the sound. So I woke up, and what did I see? I saw a black cobra making its way towards me, but it could not slither as fast as cobras can slither, because there were about four green parrots who were dive bombing onto the cobra and were taking their little talons and were attacking the eyes and the body, and it really looked like bomber flyer, and they made this sound which was I mean, the cobra was clearly irritated. It couldn't move very fast. It was always attacked and was bewildered or confused. And this gave me just the time I needed to jump up and run as if the devil was behind me. And when I had made enough distance between me and the cobra, I turned around and I saw the cobra who was going after me, making a bend and going up the Govardhan mountain. It stopped pursuing me. And my dear devotees, my dear friends, I was never as relieved in my life as I was at that moment when I saw the cobra stopping to go after me and climb up the mountain. The sacred mountain. I almost thought I heard a frustrated hissing. And then she disappeared. The moment the cobra disappeared, the parrots also flew away. They had done their job. Now I was there thinking, parrots normally do not dare to attack a cobra. How had these parents come to my rescue? Could it be that the one I was calling on to give me a proof that he was there and that he cared, that the one, the Lord who is in the heart of all beings, had influenced or told the parrots, fly your bomber attacks on that cobra and save that white man from North Germany. You know, could it be? I knew parrots, you have seen the Vrindavan parrots, isn't it? They're very soft, very slender, very peaceful, very sweet. They are almost like Gandharvas or elves hiding in the trees, living their parrot life. They never ever do any harm. Especially they do not attack cobras. So I mused. I thought, well, that was a proof that even Sachinandan Swami could accept that Krishna was there. He had sent the parrots because he cared. But after that, I'm describing this event in detail in my in the new book, which will come out. After this, I had an even more beautiful experience. I felt time was stopping, and the forest was echoing with the vibrations of the holy name. There was a vibrant energy, and it felt like I was loved and accepted. My dear, I don't know how long I sat there, just in overwhelmed with a loving feeling that Krishna, in fact, was there. He lived in Vrindavan. He was performing his eternal pastimes together with Srimati Radharani in the forest of Vrindavan as the greatest of dancers, the greatest of lovers. And I could see all these things and feel all these things, and I could understand not only does the Lord care, he's there in Vrindavan. And that was very, very telling to me. And I remembered Prabhupada's answer to me a few, just when I became a devotee, when I asked him, does Krishna care? He said, yes, he cares if you care for him, if it's important for you. Now, I do know that all of us are on the path of Krishna consciousness, and we are trying to come closer to Krishna. That's perhaps the main reason why you have come here to attend the kirtans in the Sadhu Sangha festival. You are caring for Krishna. He is important for you. But perhaps there is something which you still need to learn. What every single one of us, including myself, is sometimes struggling with is that we are interested in the things that promise us a quick satisfaction, and we are then not able to do what is best for us. Maybe in the evening, when the day is finished, we know it would be nice to maybe listen to a bhajan and sing along, but there is this important documentary on Netflix. Or there is not just the documentary, this is an amazing movie with our favorite hero or heroine. Or we know it's not so good for my morning program if I rise, if I eat a huge feast in the evening. My morning will be highly compromised, you know, my spiritual sadhana. But just like in the first example, it is not possible for us to immediately make that change for our betterment. you know. Or the young boys know, oh, I should not desire a sex life, but oh my God, is that lady is willing and interesting and so on. And we then become attracted to do something which we perhaps regret later. No? There is a verse in the scriptures, it is our second slide, which talks about something which a devotee who wants to change needs to learn. It is Shreyas Chapreyas Cham Manushyameta. It's a Sanskrit word, verse. It says, every soul has the option of accepting either the path of the senses that give immediate gratification, or the path of spiritual well-being, which is considered to be the ultimate good. The wise, after carefully weighing these two, accept the path of spiritual well-being, whereas the deluded conditioned souls prefer the path of quick enjoyment. Let us chant this for a moment. Shreyas Chapreyas Chamanushyameta, everyone. Shreyas Chapreyas Chamanushyameta, Stosam Paritya Vinin Naktidira, Stosam Paritya Vinin Naktidira, Shreyo Hidiro Bipriya Sovrinite, Shreyo Hidiro Bipriya Sovrinite, Preyo Manda Yoga Kshemat Vrinite. We all know this. Every person has always the option of accepting either the path of the senses that give immediate gratification, or the path of spiritual well-being, which is considered to be the ultimate good. And it's sometimes so difficult to decide. Prabhupada said, an easygoing life and attainment in transcendental realization can't go together. But when we are honest, we feel sometimes more attracted to an easygoing life of comforts, of eating, of entertainment, of putting ourselves in the center, than giving everything to Krishna. And therefore, it is very difficult for us because to do what is ultimately good. Shreyas means to do what immediately feels good, and Shreyas, what is ultimately good. When you were children, who of you liked to brush your teeth? I had to be forced to brush my teeth. It was so boring. And no matter what my mother put into the dental cream, it remained dental cream. And it was not very pleasant to eat. But our parents told us that, okay, do this mouth hygiene every evening, then you won't suffer on the chair of the dentist. No? And I think by now, all of us, although we may not have liked as children to brush our teeth before we go to bed, we see this has become an automatic habit for us. We are tired. One thing I still need to do is brush my teeth. No, so Because there may have been times when we didn't brush our teeth, and then there was deep drilling performed on us, and we do know now. Although it may be in the immediate beginning, a very how would you say, difficult for us to accept the Shreyas. And we feel drawn towards prayers. We know in the beginning and in the end it is easy. And do you know, when you make this decision regularly, it becomes a habit. Now nobody of you thinks about dental care. No, you every day do this. It has become a habit. You don't even have to think about it, because so often you have chosen what is ultimately good for you over that, you know, this flunking and just being there. My dear people, sometimes people ask me, why are you so long a devotee? How do you do this? And I say to them, I have learned to become comfortable with the uncomfortable. I have learned that it's good for my spiritual life if I rise, although I don't like to rise. I have learned that it's good for my spiritual life to do service, although I may like to relax at the moment. I've learned it is good for my spiritual life if I am very honest and don't lie to somehow try to make myself look good in the eyes of others. And although it was difficult in the beginning, now I do it automatically. I remember when I was a young bhakta, I was not accustomed to regular showers. We would go into the bathing tub at the end of the week on Saturday, before the Saturday night fever started. We needed to smell nicely for the night fever. Now they were, the shower was done every morning. Huh. And we were poor, we didn't have so much hot water, so the young people like me, they were requested to take cold shower and leave the little warm shower for the elderly. And I remember it was so difficult that sometimes I had to request two devotees to hold me. We had a bathing tub like this. And one was holding me on the left side, one was other on the right side, and another one took from a cold bucket the water. And I was going because I was not being used. And now, without any problem, I take every morning. I take first hot, and then I take a relatively long cold shower because I know it's good. Good for health, and I don't think about it any longer because I have learned to become comfortable with what seems to be uncomfortable in the beginning but is very good in the long end. And for this I remain very grateful to my teacher of change, who is this person here, a lobster. Do you have lobsters in America? We have, no? They are where it's a little warm. I remember I was once going, we had a Kirtan Mela in Mauritius. We had made a huge, established a huge tent, like a good size circus tent, which was full of many people in the islands. We had given interviews in the newspapers and also on TV, and it was every evening full. And after this, I was invited by a devotee, why not go for scuba diving? again, I must ask you, do you know what that is? I'm not always sure that I use the right English word, because ich spreche ganz natürlich Deutsch, nicht Englisch. That's my mother tongue. A boat took us out into the sea. It had a bottom made out of glass. So then when we were rowing to the spot where we could dive, we saw on the way the ground of the ocean, many nice all these amazing vegetation in the ocean. And then we were told, now put on your fins, put on one glass, you know, it was a big glass like this, and then a snorkel, and then we were snorkeling. Is scuba diving is something else, isn't it? I was only snorkeling. And my dear everyone, I saw the ground of the ocean for the first time. I saw coral reefs. At times there were many fish communities who came to greet me and to nibble on my skin. It was a little tickling, and so on. And I became comfortable and wished them well, and I think they wished me well. It was a nice experience until the first thing I saw was one of these long things. They are they look like what is that? The eels, but they had a body as thick as an arm, and when they bite you, it's very poisonous. So I was quickly scuba, snorkeling by them, and continued. And then I saw my teacher. I saw on the ground of the ocean a white, slimy something. It was this big, and when he saw that I was seeing him, he was quickly receding back into a cave. I was interested, who was that? What being was that? Was that a gremlin, or what was it, a dwarf, or underwater dwarf, or I went away, but then turned around and came back, and there he was again, a being this big, totally white, and extremely, it looked vulnerable, because the moment it became aware of me, different from the fishes who were nibbling on my arms and everywhere, this being just went into the cave. And I found out it was a lobster, but a lobster in the process of developing a new shell. See, lobsters have a shell, like this red shell, that serves them very well until a certain time comes when they feel narrow. That what helped them to live is now narrow, feels constricting, and they need to break the shell open and for some time be in this vulnerable position where predators like this long, Moräne in German, this long entity there, can swallow them. They need to stay in a cave. And there they will grow around them a new shell that is wide enough and not constricting, so that they can crawl, and I don't know if they swim. I don't think they swim. They can crawl on the bottom and of the ocean and eat nice algae or whatever they prefer, and so on. And as I went snorkeling away, I mean, I knew that this was, I had seen a lobster in the who had shed its shell. I began to think, isn't that the situation for all of us? For some time, we can get along fine with our activities. For some time, it's all right if we fool around a little, or or if we have a little ego about something, and so on. But then a time arrives where we either voluntarily change something in our life and go to our next level, or where we just get beaten by material nature and feel extremely miserable. My dear everyone, this world is in constant change, and it's expected of you, a part of this world, that you also change. One level of consciousness, one level of chanting, perhaps 1.5 rounds each day, you know, when we and one level of living, perhaps a very, let us say, a very whimsical spiritual life, may be all right for some time, but then we are expected to change. All around us, look, there is change going on every season. In autumn, the leaves fall to the ground. In winter, at least in North Germany, everything becomes covered by a blanket of white snow. In spring, flowers emerge in where you come from, Alachua. These wonderful gardenia flowers come. Have you noticed? I could just lie in a bed of gardenia flowers if I would be interested in prayers, which is ultimately nice. But sorry, no, but it's immediately giving me gratification. In summer, fruits ripen. Once again, when autumn arrives, the fruits of the trees are harvested. Made a few notes of the change. Nothing in nature remains fixed. When you entered the room, the world was in one state, but perhaps in the time where you sit here, 20 million animals have been slaughtered. That's a change figure. Perhaps your glorious president has made another highly controversial statement. You know, in that short time, so many children have been born, so many children have cried oceans of tears because they were not understood. The whole world is in a flux, is in a change. And if you say, I'm the only person who doesn't change, you will be, change will be forced upon you. We live in the year 26. Do you know, astrologically, this is the time of change. This is a time when also the things which are no longer okay will come on the surface, and we are all as a community shocked by what came on the surface and so on. Oh, why is he doing this? Why has she said this? Everything will come out in the year of change. To and especially you and me and everyone who is on the spiritual path is expected to go along with the change. And the change always means on the spiritual path to accept that which is good for my ultimate benefit and put it over that which is good to relax. Now I must make a little side note. My dear everyone, we have to relax also. We have to sometimes sleep until the end of the universe. and we need to sometimes eat or say something foolish or jump over a fence, you know, with our dodi. All this is there. I'm not speaking about the natural need of relaxation. Krishna speaks in the Gita about this, that one should be moderate in enjoying and also relaxing. There needs to be time to reset our system. But I'm now speaking more about that which is before you, that you know you can't ignore any longer. I would like to make a little exercise. I would like you to turn to a neighbor. Last year I asked some uncomfortable exercises of you. This year it will be extremely comfortable. So don't be afraid of me and my exercises, please. Find a neighbor. You found your neighbor? I know some of you are introvert and they are afraid of neighbor. The small children, you can all come to me. I will do the exercise with you. Yes, you're turning around. I'm meaning you who's turning around. Come. Yes. Everyone, please find a neighbor. Please sit here. Yes. Your name?
I'm Nimai.
I'm Sachinanda Swami. No, we will interact in private with Nimai. I will request you to interact with a find a partner and interact with them. Have you found your partner? Who has not yet found their partner? Yes. Brahmachari Maharaj, you found your partner? Yes. Who's your partner? There, I did not see. I'm sorry. Yes. Good. Every one of you now, and Nimaji, what is the one change that your soul is calling for, but your ego is resisting because it feels comfortable where you are now and fears losing control? I know this is a little grown-up question, and for those of you who are a little young, I will say it easy. What is the one thing, Nimai, you don't have to say it loud, which you know you should change, and you know Krishna is perhaps expecting it of you, but you're still resisting, oh no, not that. Is the question clear? Yes? And the grown-up people, what is the one change that your soul is calling for but your ego is resisting because it feels comfortable where it is and fears losing control? Now, some of us are from London. And those who are from London never talk their heart. They always talk something that makes them look good in the eyes of others, but never talk what's there. Maybe that's also those who are from America. If there is something for you that feels too uncomfortable to just tell your neighbor out loud, then think about it and tell your neighbor, well, I think I should brush my teeth more regularly, you know, or give a socially acceptable question. But you will very much benefit if you are very honest, at least to yourself. No? What is the one thing your soul is calling for, but your ego is still resisting? Okay, we will have a little time for this, only 3 minutes, because there's something else I want to address. Please turn to your neighbor and start now. In crime. Was it easy, or did you? I don't know if I should tell this. Yes? No. I'm easy or
it felt relieving because the other person was able to resonate, and so it allowed me to open up a little bit more.
Wonderful. He could understand that this is difficult for you, so felt relieving because the other person was resonating. I also felt a sense of relief. I really talked about something very private, and I was happy I had Rasa Sindhu and Nimai as my partners. They did not judge me. At least I didn't see that in their eyes. So yeah, my dear everyone, if you actually first of all face what you need to change, and then you need to first face it. Usually we cover it under so many excuses. No, this doesn't work. And there is a teacher of change who... I know that the young ladies would like this. It was given to me when I was giving the lecture in London. And one little child said, "Maharaj, I understood everything about your lecture." and produced the lobster for me. He looks very blissful, this lobster. From lobster's shells to wisdom wells Shreyas over prayers. And so they always say rhymes. We have one, the best of rhymers with us, who will end our session with rhyming. I would like to give you a few very, very simple way to respond to that call for what is it called? Shreyas, no? What is ultimately good. It was published, I have not read it, but I've heard about it, as in a book called Atomic Habits, that you do something very small, like the toothbrushing example. I mean, that's already something very big, but you do it on this. For instance, in our group, someone said they would feel they should now share their wisdom with others, and but they were afraid to go out and expose themselves. Then I know for me, as a preacher, I also did not like to give public lectures. I saw, everyone will see that I'm a runaway from school when I was 16 and so on. But then I started to write letters encouraging people with letters. Later I gave short talks doing Harinam, you know, when we stopped doing Harinam, that was before we sang the next melody, perhaps we 2 minutes, and I addressed the people who were standing around. Now I'm not afraid to talk before many people. I feel this is natural. In the beginning, however, I thought that's worse than death. Do something small, which brings you on the way. There's a beautiful story from Gujarat about one Gopal Patel. He lived in a village, and there was a mafia controlling the village and forcing farmers to give them a good slots of land, and then they would give them protection. The mafia would give the farmers protection. If the farmers, you know, held on to their land, they would attack them in the night and beat the cow and do all kinds of criminal things. So Gopal Patel was the last farmer in the village, but one day the chief of the mafia contacted him and said, "Gopal, you have to give us so and so many acres of your land." Gopal said, "But I need to feed my family and my parents, and how can I give you land and I can't grow anything?" "Gopal, you have to. We return in 1 year and then we want the contract." So Gopal was in agony and he contacted a saint and said, "What can I do?" And the saint said, "Oh, very simple, your cow has calved, I heard." "Yes," said Gopal. "Well, then take every morning your calf, carry it, and go up the steps to the Hanuman temple. You will have your darshan of Hanuman. The calf can also have it. And then go and carry it down." "How will this work?" "This will work tremendously." So Gopal did this. And you know, calves grow very fast. The calf became every day an atomic weight heavier. And at the end of 1 year, Gopal was strong enough to carry a bull. It was a bull calf up the mountain. He had developed muscles by doing every day a little, weightlifting, calf lifting. So that is what will happen to you also. If you have every day a certain thing and you do it, it will become easy. For instance, I do, since a few years, at every Purushottam month, a little Purushottam ceremony, which I do, and I find time, even in the midst of an airplane, I find time. It's easy now, even in a busy day like today. We did it in our little, the devotees who are with me at the moment, we had a Purushottam Yagya, because we had trained it. I will now pause my speech. I will give you 5 steps. Those of you who like to write things down, this is now your time to write. Mobile telephone writing is okay. What you can do towards Shreyas-based decision. Do you understand this vocabulary? Decisions that bring you to your ultimate good in Krishna consciousness. First is, when you are in a difficult situation, pause before you do something and react. Don't always act on emotional impulses. those who act on emotional impulses always find themselves in a difficult situation. We just had a situation like this on our here in the Sadhu Sangha. No? Before an impulse comes, I should do this now and I should spit on the ground or whatever. I know no one does this of you, but I need to give examples so that no one blushes. So stop and then only react. Ask yourself always, what are the long-term consequences if I lie or if I follow the voice of prayers to enjoy? Like I do this always. I'm now older, I can't eat as much as you eat. But when I have a good Gaur Krishna pizza and there is enough pizzas, and I've eaten only Khichdi for 1 week. Now I know Khichdi, not Khichdi is out, pizza is in, or pizza, we say. Then I always, and I've eaten one pizza, and then Gaur Krishna comes, would you like to have another piece? We have the real Kaperi piece just ready for you. Then I pause a little and reflect. What is the long-term consequence? And usually I end up saying to him, my tongue says yes, I should eat 5 more pizzas, but my intelligence says no. You will have to carry me to the graveyard if I eat so much. No, what is the long-term consequence? Ask this question. This shifts your focus from desire to the purpose of your life and the values you hold important. No? The third is, always when making a decision, align that with your dharma, with your purpose. For instance, all of you, you want to become devotees. You are already devotees. What I wanted to say, you want to become convinced, deeply rooted, confident devotees who have found their authentic path. So when you are before a decision, ask, is this good in my dharma? And then fourth is, always act with intention. Or before making decisions, simply ask, is this prayers because it feels good now but might derail me later? Or is this Shreya, even if it's hard now, it will bring lasting fruits to me? How many personal confrontations could have been avoided? How many tears could have been avoided by this simple question, is this prayers or is this Shreya? So to come to the answer is pause, ask what's the long-term consequence, align with your dharma, and then act with intention. Hare Krishna. That is all. Thank you. Thank you very much. So repeat after me. First step, pause. Second step, ask what are the long-term consequences. Third step, align with your dharma. Very good. And fourth, act with intention. I want to do this. This will be very good. Oops, we are just a little over time, but we have with us Abhiram Thakur, who is a film producer now in Los Angeles. I have seen some of his material and was in awe, and he comes spiritually from the Pandava Senas, and I wish you to to first take the right hand up. Yes, everyone. Then the left hand, and then bring your hands together for a massive round of applause for Avi. By the way, this left hand and right hand, it's from you, no? I hope I did it correct.
Thank you, Maharaj. So, not for me, but for His Holiness Sachinanda Swami, please can we raise our left hand and raise our right hand, and very loudly we will say Hari Bol three times. Does that make sense? Everyone with me? 3, 2, 1. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Followed by a massive round of applause. So I won't keep you too long. I know Prashad is getting cold and you're probably hungry, but I've written a summary poem of the session that happened today. I vouch from the bottom of my heart, this is not ChatGPT. So do not be like, oh yeah, but you just used AI. I should have, to be honest. Okay, so, are we ready? Okay, cool. Welcome to session one, where we learn how to find inspiration, how to find that spark. The question you must ask yourselves is, how will you leave your legacy? How will you leave your mark? There were two questions that Maharaj had testing the spiritual master. Is God there? And if He is there, does He care? Does He care for victims of war, souls subjected to diseases at young ages? We ask, is this all really fair? Is He really there? In our times of despair, through every broken wound and tear, and universal sorrows that we share, the answer that Srila Prabhupada gives was truly masterful, that God cares if you
care.
Let's try that again. God cares if you
care.
There we go. Maybe we should become like Sachinandana Swami and do our own experiment. Be determined and test if Krishna really does care. Hopefully it won't be a shrieking sound overcoming us, seeing four bomber parrots versus an irritated black cobra in despair. We are here because we are caring for Krishna, and hence we have all truly come. Either that, or our parents dragged us, whilst we wanted to stay home, watch Netflix, and hear that ta-dum. Let that sink in. Yeah, there we go. In a world full of distraction and confusion, we are presented with shaping our life with so many choices. Will it be Prayas or Shreyas? Immediately good or ultimately good, surrounded by sense gratification or Krishna conscious voices? It may be difficult in the beginning to pick the right thing. Let us snorkel away from the bad eels, and let the pendulum swing in our favor of chasing the ultimate good. Let us do what the lobster would, from lobster shells to wisdom wells. Shed our old skin when things feel narrow and constricting. Then we will feel our spiritual lives truly uplifting. We will be in a vulnerable position and need to go deep. There we will grow and we will find what we seek. We will either voluntarily change our life and go to the next stage, or we will be beaten by material life and get trapped in this cage. Change will be forced upon us. 2026 is the time of change. Accept that which is good for my ultimate benefit and put it ahead of what is good for my immediate benefit. Some of us just want to sleep and we want to eat really well. We know there may be banging prasad, but some of us just want Taco Bell. It's fine, guys, it's fine. But here are the steps. Don't always act on emotional impulses. Pause before you do something and react. Ask always about the long-term consequences. Don't have 5 more pizzas or 5 more snacks. Shift your desires to the purpose of your life. Align your decision with dharma and purpose. Always act with intention and avoid the shrewd toughness. Thank you, Sajjan Sam.
Yes, so thank you all very much. I will request Ram Gopal, who has organized this, to brief you how we will continue tomorrow. Will you also tell everyone about the surprise? Oh, then it's no longer a surprise. We have a surprise for you.